This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China is threatening serious consequences after the United States Navy sailed a destroyer around the disputed Paracel Islands in the South China Sea for the second day in a row. Tensions have been rising between China and the United States in the region. Washington has been pushing back at Beijing's growingly assertive posture in the South China Sea, a strategic region for China, an area that China claims for itself. The U.S. 7th Fleet said Friday that the USS Milius guided missile destroyer had actually sailed near the Paracel Islands as part of a freedom of navigation event. Police in South Texas say that two migrants have been found dead and at least 10 have been hospitalized, and authorities received a call that they were suffocating in a freight train near the U.S.-Mexico border. The Uvalde Police Department says Border Patrol was informed of the phone call and able to stop the train on Friday. The condition of all those hospitalized was not immediately known. University Health in San Antonio, Texas, tweeted that it had received two male patients, one in critical condition, another person in serious condition. U.S. President Joe Biden says the immigration deal announced by U.S. and Canada, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, aims to shut down a process that has enabled tens of thousands of immigrants from across the world to move between the countries and pursue asylum cases without going through an official border crossing. This is VOA News. A report says a business jet flying over New England violently pitched upward, then downward, fatally injuring a passenger. After pilots responding to automated cockpit warnings switched off a system that helps keep the aircraft stable, preliminary report issued Friday by the National Transportation Safety Board says turbulence was not a factor, as initially suspected. The incident involving the Bombardier jet that diverted to a Connecticut airport on March 3rd killed Dana Hyde of Cabin John, Maryland. A trim system on the same model Bombardier jet was the subject of a previous safety directive by federal authorities. Bombardier said in a statement that it was reviewing that report. A 17-year-old has been charged with kidnapping two migrants whose rescue this week from a Houston hotel by FBI agents after days of captivity ended in gunfire that killed another suspect. Court records show that Josiah Jackson was charged Friday with two counts of aggravated kidnapping and the abduction of a man and a woman in the attempt to ransom them. The case filings do not list an attorney for Jackson, who is being held in a county jail amid a bond hearing. Officials said that little about what happened before FBI agents rescued two migrants following the shooting early Thursday morning in North Houston. Colorado teachers flooded into state capitol to press for better protections for students and school staff after a 17-year-old Denver student shot two administrators, fled to the mountains, then killed himself. Roughly 1,500 teachers and their supporters rallied outside the capitol, then filed inside. They called for improved security and mental health support and more gun control measures. The adds to pressure on lawmakers a day after students and parents converged on the Capitol to make similar demands. School shootings are becoming increasingly frequent in the United States. After nearly 2 years and $1.4 million spent, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration released an external review of its overseas operations and barely mentioned recent corruption scandals and offered a series of recommendations that critics dismiss as overly vague. Much of the report outlines the DEA's 69-country foreign footprint, while outing its efforts to plug gaping holes in a site of undercover money laundering operations. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.